AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is readying for his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani has more.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical.
The president says when they meet Wednesday in Geneva, he'll make clear there are areas where the U.S. and Russia can cooperate if Putin so chooses. If not,
we're responding kind.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At today's meeting in Brussels, Biden and other NATO leaders declared China poses a constant security challenge, is trying to undermine world order, and is working on nuclear missile development. Biden also slammed former President Donald Trump and his followers for his phony populism, the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, and their takeover of the Republican Party.
The Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
A new federal intelligence report warns followers of QAnon, a theory embraced by some of the mob that stormed the Capitol, could target Democrats and other political opponents for more violence as their false prophecies don't come true. John Demers, the Justice Department's top national security official, is resigning after revelations the department under President Trump secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. Demers, a Trump appointee, took office after the subpoenas and had been planning to leave at the end of this month. This is AP News. FBI agents and police in Little Rock, Arkansas arrest 61 people in an effort to curb gun violence in the city. Those arrested face more than 100 charges, including capital murder, rape, and aggravated assault. Activists have called for a 21-day ceasefire, and
clergy and civil rights advocates are desperately seeking ways to stop the shootings in Kansas City, Missouri. There were 67 killings so far this year, and a 68th occurred Sunday after the ceasefire had gone into effect. Reverend Vernon Howard says they're hoping to intervene in situations where a shooting might take place, like retaliation, or because someone has snapped. He says the larger goal is to get politicians to address systemic problems like joblessness and a lack of resources. Mediators, counselors, and clergy are working together during the 21 days of peace, offering 24/7 ministry and prayer until midnight, July 3rd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.